I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. In the world of performance art, Tania Bruguera is a big deal. The Cuban-born artist has a major exhibit right now at the Tate Modern in London. But during her visit home to Havana last month, Cuban authorities didn't exactly roll out a red carpet for her.
The police came and they took me and had me for 5 hours inside a car. They asked me to put my head down between my legs and to close my eyes so I didn't see where I was going.
Bruguera was going to jail. Cuban authorities detained her and three other artists. They and hundreds of their colleagues were protesting new rules that would ban music performances and artwork not authorized by the state. Bruguera was released after 4 days. We reached her in Havana today. She says the new rules are part of a broad crackdown on artistic freedom in Cuba.
Artists have always been punished for what they think or they do, but there was no law. This is the legalization of censorship. With this, now artists are not people trying to express themselves, they're delinquents because there is a law that very clearly punishes them legally.
It sounds like your protests, Tania, forced the Cuban government to soften some of the restrictions. They're not quite as strict as originally proposed. Do I have that right?
Not only mine, I have to say, it has been more than 250 artists. This is an unusual moment because for the first time, at least since the 60s, since 61 when the artists got together to talk to Fidel, this is the next time in 60 years that artists got together and discussed the policy for the arts. So it's almost 300 artists who are in their own ways fighting for it.
And I understand that group also includes like some really old guard artists like Silvio Rodriguez, the composer and musician.
Yes.
Right.
When you have 300 artists with Silvio Rodriguez, with people who are actors, musicians, dancers, visual artists, writers, all of them criticizing it. Yeah.
I mean, as an artist, Tania, you are no slouch. You've got renown. And I'm just wondering, does the Cuban government, are they even aware of the value they get from a world-class artist like you and so many others there?
No, they don't. They don't appreciate it. They see me as an enemy of the state. They don't see me as an artist.
So what is the Cuban government afraid of?
I think there is a void of power.
The new president. The departure
is
of Fidel?
Yeah.
And the new president.
Yes. Yeah, the departure of Fidel and Raul, there is nobody from the old guard. The new president is new and he has to earn his own respect. So he's struggling with that. And the result is the wrong result, which is censor even more.
So practically, what does this decree mean? Like, will there be art inspectors from the government entering artists' homes or studios, seeing if they're creators, in fact, and then ask to see your artist license?
What it means is that any artist who asks the wrong questions, and I'm saying this literally, because 3 days ago, an art historian who worked at the government gallery was expelled from her job because she asked 100 questions. Most of them, they were not even confronting the government or the art institutions. And she was fired because she published this online. So what are we expecting if for asking a question, you can be fired of your job? One thing they have, at least with visual artists, is we have the ID as creators. They can take that away from you. As soon as you don't have that, you can exhibit, you can sell, you are nobody. You are, you know, somebody without legal ties.
Yeah. So Tania, what will you do? What can other Cuban artists do to kind of push the door open?
We are not going to stop. We are on a second wave of protest. I cannot tell you everything we're planning because we want to be a little bit of a surprise for the government. But we are meeting, several groups are meeting to decide what is next. And we're going to continue because right now what we need more than anything is that international artists are in solidarity with us. That's the only thing the government is afraid of, how they look to the foreigners, in the eyes of the foreigners, how they look in the eyes of the foreign press. That's the only thing they care about.
performance artist Tania Bruguera speaking with us from Havana, Cuba. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.